What were some of the other data points and things that were presented at ASCO from the trial?
Julie Bramer had a paper that looked at the gender issue. As you're aware, in the original paper, although there was an improvement in response rate and progression-free survival that was statistically significant that favored the bevacizumab arm for women, survival itself was not statistically significantly different for women as opposed to men and the overall study where survival benefited those receiving bevacizumab.
I have to say that that table that has, you know, those data on it is one of the most interesting things to look at I've ever seen. Because the thing is, yeah, you see that the survival was the same, but I believe the progression-free survival and the response rates clearly looked like the same as in the men.
Right. In fact, response rates were actually higher, the more dramatically different between the bevacizumab and non-bevacizumab arm, and progression-free survival was almost the same in terms of the hazard ratio as well. In fact, women overall lived longer than men. They were over 13-month median survival. So a lot of questions were raised as to, number one, what does that mean? Does that mean women are not benefited by the use of bevacizumab? And I think that both in my original presentation and in Julie's poster discussion, that's felt not to be the case. There are a lot of potential variables that could address this, not the least of which I think is the fact that since the study was designed in 99 and didn't start until late 2000, we did not control for subsequent therapy. We tried to capture some of the data in the case reports on second-line therapy and have some of that data. There were no major differences. But interestingly, when you think about it, at the time of the study, second-line therapy was not terribly common. And more interesting, I think, is the EGFR TK inhibitor story, which was just coming into play and in which it appears women may benefit more than men from that therapy, was typically given in the third line setting, of which we didn't capture data at all. So that is certainly, in my mind, one potential issue that could have obscured the benefit. You know, the subsequent therapy could have potentially obscured the survival benefit that you see with bevacizumab. And of course, as you know, this is the first time that a gender issue has ever been raised with bevacizumab in any of the randomized studies involving solid tumors with bevacizumab. And of course, the breast cancer study was decidedly positive, benefiting bevacizumab and paclitaxel over paclitaxel alone.
I'm not sure how much I know about the typical demographics of lung cancer presenting, you know, in the last 5 years in terms of fraction of non-smokers or oligosmokers. Do we have that data?
Interestingly, that data, which is becoming more and more important, has not really been captured up until very recently. In our study, in fact, all the cooperative groups up until recently did not collect data on smoking history. The thought, you know, prior to the 21st century was smokers' disease for the most part. Some non-smokers get it. Didn't really appreciate the potential differences. So in ECOG 4599 specifically, we did not capture any smoking history.
Wow.
I believe all the cooperative groups at this point are now officially capturing that.